It's the 2-Minute Beer Review. I'm Andrew Burkham, and once again, I'm your companion as we face down that massive craft brew aisle in search of the hidden treasures we've been missing out on all along. This week, we're going to take a look at Mint Chocolate Porter by Bootleggers Brewery in Fullerton, California. Will this beer help you kick your ice cream habit? Let's find out. This beer pours a nice, opaque, dark chocolate brown with a thick, creamy tan head. It smells plenty chocolatey, just as advertised, with just a hint of that telltale wintergreen mint scent in there as well. It's honestly not something I'm used to smelling in beer. Now, I'm intrigued. But how does it taste? Mint is the first impression I get when I put this beer in my mouth. It's more aromatic than a flavor on my tongue. The sensation fades relatively quickly into a dark, earthy bitterness right up at the front of my tongue, while that minty presence hangs around in the back of my mouth. The chocolate notes are not tremendously strong. It's more of a well-grounded porter than something that tastes like a candy bar, but the beer definitely delivers on the promise of its label. It does contain both the flavors of chocolate and of mint. These flavors are distinguishable and present throughout the tasting experience. As an experiment, it is a success in this regard. But am I going to recommend this one to you? Well, that's a tougher question. I can say that this is not going to be a taste experience for everyone. Myself, I found that the more I drank the beer, the more I really found myself enjoying it. It is different, and you know how hard that can be to find in the modern beer world. And it's certainly interesting enough that I would recommend that if you're not turned off by the flavor of mint in the first place, you check it out. Mint Chocolate Porter hits the ABV scale at 6.1%, so if you do like it, you'll likely be able to drink more than one. Well, that's all for this week, but I hope you'll join me next week as we head back to the extensive catalog at Lagunitas and take a peek at their Sonoma Farmhouse Brett Stout. This beer was aged in red wine barrels. Was this a good idea, or should Lagunitas have left it there? We'll find out next week. Look for links to this week's beer and brewery in the show notes, and as always, be sure to follow the 2-Minute Beer Review on Facebook and Twitter for information on upcoming episodes and events. The 2-Minute Beer Review is produced by the Phoenix Podcast Network, an affiliate of the Phoenix Creative Collective. Have you had a chance to look at the new Patreon where you can lend your support and help keep our shows on the air? You can find it at patreon.com/phoenixccmerced, or just click the link in the show notes. Well, that's all for now, but I'll see you next week as we continue on our quest to taste all the beer.